Yeah,
there are
exactly.
No set parameters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's always gonna be subjective.
Yep. All right. Well, waiting patiently on the other end is Rat Pack Sports Show NFL/fantasy football guru here live. Rat Pack Sports Show, WRPR, Rat Pack Radio, and also simulcast and FM 102.1, Governor's Park, downtown Denver, Colorado. Man, stand up. We're in the building tonight.
Stand up.
Boss Hogg is in the building. Sean Naylor. What is going on, man?
Hey, we gotta start the show tonight. We gotta say a little prayer.
Uh oh.
Bow your heads, please.
Bow your heads, everybody. Dear Lord and Savior, we come to you this evening.
Yes.
And we ask that you pray. We ask that you pray deeply for forgiveness. For Governor's Park, Denver, Colorado, for what the Washington Redskins are about to do to the Denver Broncos.
Oh!
We pray that they come back safe, and that Governor's Park will still listen to the guru every Wednesday night. After Sunday afternoon, we pray this in your name. Amen.
Yeah, you gonna be able to walk around? You gonna be able to walk around the streets after that?
You ain't lying, boy. Hey. You might have to lock yourself in the house, man. you in the territory talking like that? Oh man.
Okay. Man.
Oh.
You don't know why they recorded that, right?
Hey. I'm going to have to.
I know Tommy's going to be tweeting that out.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
I can see Sean in the morning. Hey, what are you doing? I got to put on this mustache. I don't need anybody recognizing me.
Hey, she come out. She sees Sean come around the corner. He got hair on his head and a mustache. I'm like, what are you doing? What is going on? Sean, what are you doing? You look like you're going to rob a bank or something.
Hey, you know he went on Amazon Prime and ordered a toupee, right?
Yeah.
They will not know who I am.
No.
Had the little glasses with the fake nose and Marcus Brothers mustache.
Mario.
Little kids, mommy, is that a real man?
Oh, boy.
What's going on, yes, Sean,
what's
man?
Up, fellas. Hey, I put out my NFL honors today.
Oh.
For Coach of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. I put those out today.
All right.
Coach of the Year. Let me take a stab. Coach of the Year, Doug Peterson. Rookie of the Year, Alvin Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
Comeback Player of the Year, Jared Goff. And what was the other one?
Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Defensive Rookie of the Year.
I don't know. I'm not even sure who. I mean, Foster? Is it Foster from 49ers?
I can't give it to him because he didn't play the full season.
Yeah, he didn't play full season.
Oh.
Wow. That's Defensive Rookie of the Year. I would probably say Marshawn Lattimore.
Yes.
You got one out of four.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. One out of four. Way off. Man, you way off. Carlton?
Coach of the Year, Sean McVay.
Okay, I can deal with that. Rams. Yeah, I can deal with that.
Offensive Rookie of the Year, Kareem Hunt.
Oh. No.
He kind of slipped a little bit.
Gotta be Alvin Kamara, bro. Gotta be.
He slipped, but he has double-digit touchdowns. He has 1,200 yards rushing. He set the Chiefs rushing record for a rookie. He's been more consistent. Alvin Kamara, his glory is going to get stolen. His glory is going to get stolen due to the fact that he split in time with Mark Ingram.
Yeah, but he's...
That's what's going to hurt him. I have him at... He's in the top three. He's definitely nominated with Leonard Fournette. My nominees were Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt, and Alvin Kamara. Those were my top three. They're all running backs. I can rock with that.
But, even though I still think it should be Alvin Kamara, I can rock with that.
Alvin Kamara, it's going to be close, but I think Kareem Hunt is going to pull out there. He's going to pull it out late. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Marshon Lattimore, made the Saints a legit defense. They're a Super Bowl contender with him back there. He's made that defense what it is. And Comeback Player of the Year is Keenan Allen.
Yeah, he's had a monster season. Keenan Allen, yeah.
Yay. He had a stretch in November, three games in November where he caught double digit passes in every game and almost 500 yards total.
Dang.
For three games.
Dang.
Ridiculous numbers, bro. Ridiculous numbers. And four touchdowns within that time frame too. Ridiculous numbers. He sealed it right there in November. And so Keenan Allen is my comeback player of the year. I wasn't even considering Jared Goff. I had my nominees for comeback player of the year, Keenan Allen, Todd Gurley, and AJ Green.
AJ Green.
And see, AJ Green is only in there because of the numbers he's putting up. He's putting up some pretty solid numbers on a crappy team. But the crappy team is going to hold him down. Todd Gurley set he set a career high in touchdowns. He's over 1,000 yards rushing. He's got over 600 yards passing. He's got, like I said, 13 touchdowns rushing. He's got 4 touchdowns receiving, so he's got 17 total touchdowns. He could easily take the comeback player of the year from Keenan Allen, but if you look at the injury that Keenan Allen had in 2016 and 2015, he's come back the past 2 years from knee injuries, blowing out both his knees and Achilles. And so, you know, that's why I give comeback player of the year to Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I was going to say Keenan Allen actually came back from something. Not from a bad coach. He actually came back from not playing.
Right, and that to me, when you talk about comeback player of the year, you're talking about somebody who come back from an injury, not somebody who just comes back because they had a horrible year, they had an off year. You know, the comeback player of the year should be limited to those guys who are coming back and having significant years after having significant injuries. So that's my top four for those. And then I didn't put the MVP in this article because I'm going to write a whole separate article with nominees and everything on MVP.
I know one thing. If Tom Brady wins the MVP award this year, NFL think they got a problem with people watching. Oh, I might be done.
Oh, man.
Bro, he's listed in most MVP articles.
Yeah,
bro.
Because like, with Wentz going down.
But I still think right now my MVP, even though he won't play the final 3 weeks of the season.
Carson Wentz?
And his, yep.
Yeah.
Do you think they'd be 14 and Do you think they'd be, so what are they, 13-2 right now?
Yeah.
12-2, whatever they are right now. If Nick Foles was the quarterback all year?
No. No.
If Zach Ertz was healthy, yeah.
You think
remember,
that?
Zach Ertz was there. Zach Ertz was there with Nick Foles the first time. Zach Ertz was just a first and second year player. They have right. A rapport. I don't think it'll be to this level. I don't think it'll be to this level. But I give more of Carson Wentz's success to Zach Ertz than I do Carson Wentz. That's just left field correspondent. You know how I am. You know, I'm a little off the rocker sometimes.
That is. Still don't think Jared Goff is a legit fantasy quarterback. We got you.
Yeah.
But I mean, for MVP, we've got to talk. We've got to talk Carson Wentz, even though he's not going to play the final 3 weeks. You got to put him in there. You got to consider.
Russell Wilson.
You got to consider Russell Wilson, yes, even though, I mean, but he plays off the charts. The Seahawks wouldn't be anybody if they had Tavares Jackson or whoever the number two quarterback is. We'd be talking the Seahawks with the same record as the 49ers. So you got to consider Russell Wilson in the talk. You've got to put
Antonio Brown.
Yes, although his injury is going to take his stock down too, just like it's possibly going to do with Carson Wentz. His injury comes at a bad time. Possibly look at Le'Veon Bell. You could put him in the MVP talk. You could possibly put Big Ben in that MVP talk. There's a lot of guys right now that you could throw in there. I hate the fact that everybody wants to throw Brady in there. And I don't know if you guys heard the news on Brady tonight. Did you guys hear about this?
No, I haven't heard anything.
No. What happened?
The New England Patriots banned Tom Brady's personal trainer from all aspects of the New England Patriots. He's no longer allowed to be on the sideline. He's no longer allowed to be on the team plane when they fly. He cannot be in any of the facilities or any of the meeting rooms or anything of that nature.
What'd he do?
Nobody knows.
Uh-oh.
Brady, when asked, had no comment. Belichick had no comment. But he is he's not only Brady's personal trainer, he's like a friend and a finance manager and all kinds of stuff for him.
You know what I smell, right? HGH, baby. it's got to be a cocktail somewhere, bro.
That was the first thing that came to my mind, too. There's some sort of, bodily drug use or something he's putting into Brady to keep him, healthy so he can play till he's 45.
Hey, you remember that movie? It had Goldie Hawn, Bruce Willis, and Meryl Streep. Death Becomes Her.
Oh, yeah.
They were taking that potion and they were living forever.
Brady found the fountain of youth in his personal trainer.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
The dude looks like his fifth year of playing, bro. Nah, bro. Okay, how many vegetables you eat?
I don't care how often you're with Giselle.
Exactly. Just being with Giselle alone gonna add a few wrinkle lines to you, bro. You ain't got all that stamina, dog. I'm sorry. Something ain't right. I know I wouldn't.
What do you mean, man? That man is in great. He's in great shape.
Something ain't right, bro.
He got in great shape by cheating. Another Patriots scandal.
Brett Favre wasn't the most notable Iron Man in the NFL without his little addiction to painkillers. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Right?
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah, we just waiting on, once Brady retires, all the dirt will come out. And, you know, the NFL spin machine will stop working for him like it did Peyton Manning. So all the blocking will be gone. You know, he'll get his little time in the sun, and then the floodgates are going to open. So a couple more years, just sit back and relax. Then everybody can say, see, I told you.
I told you he wasn't. He's not the golden boy that everybody makes him out to be.
Nope.
So, BC.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here.
How many championship games you in this weekend?
I am in one. No, I'm sorry. I'm in two. I forgot about the rat droppings league. I'm in two championship games this weekend.
Out of how many?
Out of four. And the third one, I botched it. I got cute. And it's all my fault.
Uh-oh.
I lost in the semifinals by 5 points because I played Steven Anderson, the tight end from Houston, over Mike Wallace.
Wasn't Steven Anderson on my sits list last week?
Last week. Yeah. But I lost the week before. That was a problem. There's a 3 week. Yeah. But I would have had the highest score in the league this past week, which would have catapulted me into the Super Bowl. Le'Veon Bell and Alvin Kamara gone to waste.
I'm in 3 out of 5.
All right.
3 out of 5.
Let me check, see how many I'm in.
What about Debo?
Lord, here we go.
Hey,
I know.
Look.
Here come the excuses.
No, I'm not making no excuses, all right? I'm not making no excuses, all right?
Turn on the excuse machine.
All right, right now, I think I'm in...
We don't need you thinking. We need concrete facts, sir.
Look, see, man. No, actually, yeah, I'm in two. I'm in two.
Out of
5. But hold on. Hold on.
Well, 2 out of 6.
I got to check one more. I got to check one more.
Two out of 7?
No. No way. I'm better than that.
I hope so. Got John Guru on here giving you all this information.
No, I did a lot better this year.
I feed you a lineup every week.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I did a lot better, man. This year, I did good. I had a couple winning seasons in there, you know. Let me see.
Don't sound too confident, D-Bo. I don't know about this right here.
Look.
These stats might need to get a Mueller investigation going in on your fantasy team.
So no, we don't. Bring in the NFL investigating team that's taking care of Jerry Richards.
Right.
Exactly.
No, we don't need
the same investigators that are investigating the Panthers. We have to take bring them in for people's fantasy teams.
No, I mean, I know two of them. I'm in for sure. Okay, I'm in two for sure. I gotta check this one.
How many leagues are you playing in?
I'm playing in five. So I'm checking this last one. Because the last one is on NFL.com. So I haven't.
You ain't making it out.
You never know, man. Don't they?
I know. You ain't making it out.
Man, give me at least a vote of confidence, man. You just going to shoot me down like that?
You 4-10 in that league, bro. You ain't making
it. No, I'm not 4-10. I'm not 4-10. I'm not 4-10. But I'm finna check it right now. But the main two, well, the Rat Droppings 2 league that I'm in the championship in that one. And I'm in the championship in my money league. Actually, that one there, I'm not going to lie, dude. I backed into that one.
Hey, backing into the playoffs, that's not, you know.
Listen,
look what the Giants did in 07. They backed in and they won it all.
Let's see where I'm at in this one.
When it comes to fantasy football, I never want to be in first place. Never want to do it. Because first place always goes down.
So
I'd rather be in that third
or
fourth. Mm-hmm.
So check this. I'm in this break time sports league that Debo hooked me up into, right?
Oh.
I am in first place.
Oh, okay.
Tell him the story.
10-3.
Okay.
10-3, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-week semifinal.
Okay.
So last week was week two of the semifinals. I was down going into the semifinal game. I was down by 22 points.
Ooh, that's pretty big.
I won by 30.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah.
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 You must have had Todd Gurley.
I did not. I had, let's see. I had Cousins.
Okay.
Who had two touchdowns. I had, let me just pull it up.
Melvin Gordon. I'm looking at it.
Melvin Gordon.
Okay.
I had,
Alex Collins.
Alex Collins is my other running back, yep.
Ooh,
I had
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas from New Orleans. Okay. I made a late change at 1:30 my time. So at 1:30 my time, I made a late change to my lineup. I changed my kicker.
Oh my goodness!
Who'd you go with?
Robbie Gould.
I went with Robbie Gould.
That's my boy. Hey, Robbie Gould. That was such a beautiful choice. I was like, look at Robbie Gould. And he's been doing it the last 3 weeks.
24 points from the kicker, man. That's big.
Big money right there, boy.
Yeah.
Big money.
24 points from the kicker.
Dang.
I had Alshon Jeffrey, Travis Kelce, Christian McCaffrey, and then last week I had the Saints defense against that was my lineup last week.
Nice.
All right, so here go mine. My money league here. This is how I backed into the playoffs. All right, this is how I backed into the playoffs.
He said Andrew Luck.
No. Just put it like this. I backed into the playoffs at 6-7. I had to win the last game just to get in. So I was 5-7.
Seattle Seahawks?
Nope.
You pulled the Seahawks.
Yeah, I did. I got in with a losing record. Beat the third ranked team in the first week, 125-95. Last week, I knocked out the number two team, 159-102.
Hold on. Before you go any further.
What?
You beat the third ranked team and you beat the second ranked team, right?
Yep.
Okay, carry on.
All right. So this week, I'm playing the number one team.
Okay.
And
in the Super Bowl?
Yep. So I'm in the championship matchup. And right now I'm predicted to lose by like 18 points. So anything can happen. That's not a wide margin. Anything can happen. Like last week, I was only projected to score 114 points and I ended up with 156. So This is my lineup. Obviously, this may change, but right now I got Alex Smith at quarterback against Miami. Mm-hmm. I got Melvin Gordon against the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I got Kenyon Drake against Kansas City defense. I might have to switch that depending on. But I got Adam Thielen against the Packers defense.
Oh, yeah.
So
my money player all year.
Yeah. And then Cooper Kupp against the Titans. I had Greg Olsen sitting on IR all year. Just got him back.
Oh,
yeah.
He went off last week. Oh,
and you know, that's Cam Newton's number one target. So I was like, hey, perfect time for him to come off the injured reserve. And then I made a late swap for Marquise Goodwin from San Francisco because Jimmy Garoppolo quarterback, and now he getting touches. So I got the Rams defense.
Except this week.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville. But
we'll talk about that here in a minute.
Yeah, I got the Rams defense against the Titans, which that's looking like a good matchup for me because the Rams defense is playing like animals right now. So. I got Greg Zuerlein at kicker, but I also got Harrison Butker. So I'm gonna have to throw him in there.
You gotta change it.
Yeah, because
Zuerlein went on IR today.
Yeah, I saw that, man. So I'm gonna have to move that. Him and then I got Lamar Miller on the bench, T.Y. Hilton, Vernon Davis, Chargers defense, and DeSean Jackson.
Why?
Dude,
right?
I was hurting that receiver, bro. I had to get somebody, man.
Why?
I know, man. I know.
You can drop DeSean Jackson. It was somebody else you said that I was like, you could drop him. It's
open
like
up
two or three people.
Us,
yeah, you could just make a mockery of the waiver wire real quick.
I'm finna listen to what. Well, let's see. I got Blake Bortles. I could go and get him for this week against the 49ers defense. He's a free agent. I might have to go and get him. But I don't know. He kind of sketchy, man. Blake Bortles kind of. You know what? We gonna go to the fantasy football expert here. Let him do his start and sits, and then we'll figure this out.
Okay. Oh, we'll, before you start, Sean,
I want to
give a message to the people. Did we lose him?
I don't know. He's still... oh, yeah, we did.
I want to give a message to the people, and he fell off.
Hey, man, I don't know what happened. I was like, what? I want to give a... I was in my Abraham Lincoln stance and all, like, oh, I was like, oh, God. But, yeah, I want to give a message to the people before you start, because we got people who listen to this and who live by this and who they're doing well off of this. I just want you to know this is not the week to get cute.
Oh, no.
Key word, don't get cute.
That's it. Don't championship week.
Get cute, okay? Championship week.
Okay.
I gave you my story about me getting cute. I lost out on $1,000 getting cute.
What?
That's it.
Don't get
big money.
Cute.
I bet you was sick to your stomach.
Oh, I'm still hot about that. I'm gonna be sick about that till April.
Oh.
Don't get cute.
Overthunk it.
All right, here we go.
Let's go. Start.
Let's go. You got your pens and papers.
I got my waiver wire ready.
Construction paper.
Picture pages.
Stone.
Right. Quarterback starts. Nick Foles.
Start Nick Foles from the Eagles.
Start Nick Foles. He had 4 touchdowns and 25 fantasy points last week against the Giants. He has a very friendly matchup against the Raiders this week. However, I put an asterisk next to this because if the game is out of hand in the fourth quarter, Nicky Foles may not be in there. The Raiders still have an opportunity, so they're going to be playing hard. So I don't know if this game will be out of hand in the fourth quarter. The Raiders, you know, they were right there with the Cowboys for a little bit. So, yeah. But Nick Foles, I think, is a solid start. Even if he does only play 3 quarters, I think he can get you enough points in your fantasy league to suffice as a starting quarterback. I think he can get 20-plus points in 3 quarters.
Right. Nick Foles, start at your quarterback. Running back.
Yes.
Who are we starting?
Christian McCaffrey.
Ooh, Christian McCaffrey. Carolina Panthers, Christian McCaffrey, running back, start.
Yeah, against Tampa Bay.
No Gerald McCoy.
No, or Lavonte Davis.
No
Lavonte Davis.
No, yep. You know, it's, yeah.
Noah Darius Glenton either,
backup linebacker for Lavonte David is out. So they're thin, they're weak. Play the Panthers. Play McCaffrey.
Wide receiver.
Juju on the beat.
Juju Smith-Schuster, Pittsburgh,
yes.
Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. No Antonio Brown. Juju should see. He already sees enough targets that you should be playing him at a flex or a wide receiver too. Anyways, without Antonio Brown, he's going to see even more targets. Plus, they have a matchup against the Houston Texans this week.
Terrible.
That they should be able to exploit.
Yes. Very yummy. Juju Smith.
Yes.
Schuster.
Tight end. We talked about him just a few minutes ago. Greg Olsen.
Yeah, baby.
Carolina Panthers.
You know, he had 26 points against the Packers?
Yep.
Yeah.
He had nine receptions last week. On my bench.
On your bench?
I made it to the Super Bowl.
No, Carlton, you had him on your bench?
I still made it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
So don't get cute and put him in your lineup this week.
Yeah.
I know, right?
So, yeah, Greg Olsen at tight end.
And same reasons for starting Christian McCaffrey.
Same
weak at linebacker.
Exactly.
Weak at linebacker.
Weak at linebacker. Weak secondary. Can't get a pass rush.
And Greg Olsen normally feasts on Tampa Bay.
Correct.
Right. We got now a kicker, right?
Kicker. Yes, sir. Chris Boswell from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chris Boswell, Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's on that line with Robbie Gould. He has, Boswell has eight or more points in four out of his last five games, and in three out of those games, he's had 11 or more points.
Wow. So are you expecting the fact that Antonio Brown won't be there that could boost Boswell up a little bit more?
I think it could, because I think they could stall out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Although, this could be a good game for Martavis Bryant. This could be another solid game for Lev Bell. So, I mean, they've got weapons in Pittsburgh. Yes, Antonio Brown, you know, he opens up everything for everybody else. But they can do good things without him.
Yes. So that's Chris Boswell for your kicker, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
All right. Who are we starting on the defense this week?
We are starting the Washington Redskins this week.
Oh. Washington Redskins.
You know, listen to this stat that I'm about to tell you. Last week, against the Arizona Cardinals, the Washington Redskins defense was on the field for 80 plays.
80 plays?
Yes.
Damn, I mean, wow.
That's crazy, dude.
And they only gave up 15 points. No touchdowns. They gave up no touchdowns in 80 place.
Hey, I got an idea for you, son.
What?
You can take back Chris Baker.
No. Well, we could use somebody in the middle right now because Jonathan Allen is on IR. But that's here nor there. You all could keep him. He didn't want to re-sign with us. You could keep him.
That's so they were like, on the field for it.
That's a lot of plays, man. 80 plays?
80. And you know how many? Okay, I say 80 plays there for the defense. Our offense only ran 47.
Wow. In like a normal game, you're going to see an offense run anywhere between 45 and, say, 60 plays.
60 plays.
Yeah.
Right.
And their defense was on the field for 80 plays. Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot of work, boy. Them boys earned that check.
And they only gave up 5 field goals.
Jeez. That's solid defensive performance right there.
Yeah.
So, and this week we got the Broncos, and I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything yet if they're going with Brockweiler or if they're going with Paxton Lynch. I haven't heard if Vance Joseph has named a starter yet. So,
I mean, does it matter?
But it does. Yeah, exactly. I don't think they're going to be on the field for 80 plays again this week. And that was with Blaine Gabbert, quarterback.
Wow.
And no David Johnson.
No Adrian Peterson.
Peterson. Kerwin Williams got benched.
Oh, he got benched?
Well, yeah, he was playing well, and then all of a sudden they have the other two guys in the second half, Penny and whatever the other dude's name is that they have, was getting the majority of the snaps. You didn't see Kerwin Williams in the second half at all. I'm like, thank God, because the guy that I was playing in fantasy had him.
the reason I was so surprised because on my fantasy waiver wire he had a Q next to his name, so I thought he got hurt.
Well, maybe he did. They didn't say anything in the game that he got hurt.
Tripped on the way to the Gatorade box.
So that's your starts. That's your starts, everybody.
All right. So let's get on to our sit.
Nothing too cute in the starts.
Do not get cute, people. Don't get cute. Okay? If you made it this far, don't get cute.
Say it again.
Still want those bragging rights. Don't get cute. You're talking to multiple time fantasy champions over here. Don't get cute. Okay? Now turn your papers over. We're about to give you these sits.
That's it. And right. Quarterback.
Quarterback sit.
Sit. Jimmy Garoppolo.
That Jimmy G.
Yeah, fortunately, I know he's been playing well. I know he's 3-0 as a starter. He's got 200-300-yard games. But they play the Jaguars.
Hey, well, the Jaguars clinched, so they might be resting. They might rest some people.
No. The Jaguars are still playing for a division, bro.
They're still playing for it.
I thought they had clinched the division last week.
No, they clinched the playoff spot. That was it.
Oh.
So they are a wild card team at minimum. They got a chance. If Tennessee loses and they win, the division is theirs.
Oh, okay.
But if they both win or they both lose, then next week they play each other in the final week for the division championship.
Oh, okay. I thought they clinched the division last week. My bad.
No. They didn't clinch the division. They just clinched the playoff spot for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's not play Jimmy G because Jacksonville is, top three in defense in all categories? So, yeah, you don't want to play them.
Jimmy Garoppolo, San Francisco 49ers, sit him down.
Sit him down.
Right.
Not that many people are probably playing him anyways. But
playing him anyway, right? So who are we looking at running back? Sit.
Doug Martin.
Oh, of course.
I'm sorry, guys, but
shouldn't he be in the cut category?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, probably. I think that team has actually quit.
They play for John Gruden money.
He ain't even a coach.
maybe the Glazers need to bring John back.
You know, there's a lot of people saying that.
What? Yeah. So we're sitting Doug Martin this week. If he's even on your roster still.
If he's even on your roster still, that's right.
All right, wide receiver sit.
Sterling Shepard,
wow.
Yeah, he had a solid game last week. He finally broke out. He's Eli's number one, number two guy next to Evan Ingram. But the Eagles secondary is a little bit weaker than the Cardinals secondary. And especially when the Cardinals are at home, they've only allowed 5 touchdowns by the wide receiver in Arizona.
Meaning he will see Patrick Peterson.
Yes, exactly.
Sit him down. Sterling Shepard from the Giants. Sit him down. Now, before we move on, next year, Sterling Shepard should be one of your high mid-round draft picks, in my opinion.
It, going to depend on what they do at quarterback.
Yeah.
It really will depend on if what they do at head coach and what they do at quarterback and if Eli is still around. If Eli's still around, I can agree. He should be within the top four rounds. He should be a wide receiver in the top four rounds. But it's going to depend on what they do at quarterback. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out.
Okay. All right, moving on. Sit our tight ends. Who we got?
Charles Clay.
Mr. Necessity.
Correct. He had a very good game last week. Quietly, he scored 12 points against Miami last week. But this week against the Patriots, he never shows up when the Patriots come to town or when Buffalo goes to New England. Either way, Charles Clay never shows up for some reason. I don't know if he's, you know, out there facilitating all the stuff in the parking lot or what happens. But in the last four games, he's had five or fewer points in three out of those four games against the Patriots.
Hmm.
He's just no good. He's just no good against them.
Wow. That's not good at all. All right. So we're sitting Charles Clay of the Buffalo Bills. Don't play him. Now, on to kicker. Who are we sitting this week?
Ryan Suckup.
Tennessee Titans. Mr. Bad Leg this week.
Yep. They play the Rams. excuse me. And the Rams only average 6 fantasy points to the kickers. And that number actually gets lower when the Rams are the road team. It's something like 5.2 or something per fantasy points per kickers when they're away from Los Angeles.
Really?
The game is yeah. And this, so wow. they're a better team on the road. And this game is in Tennessee. So.
Wow.
This could be the end of Tennessee's season.
Yeah.
And that's crazy, dude. They average less than 6 points to a kicker on the road. That means your team isn't even getting in range for your field goal kicker to attempt the kick.
Correct.
Yep.
And no, you can't start their punter. Sorry.
Not at all.
All right, so dead leg Ryan Suckup. Sit him down.
Yep.
All right, now who are we sitting on the defense?
Seattle.
Should have been sitting them for like the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, they ain't playing anything.
You know, I wanted to make a joke on this about how last week Seattle got abused. Like Zeke Elliott's girlfriend.
That's messed up.
Whoa, dude.
However, I left that out, and I just said the Rams looked like they were training for the 2020 Olympics.
Wow.
Because they were up and down the field last week on Seattle. The Rams just... I mean, the Rams look like the greatest show on turf.
Yeah,
they did, especially on defense.
Who puts 45 points up on Seattle in CenturyLink?
It's been a long time since that's happened.
Correct.
Long time.
So I think Dallas. Dallas gets Zeke back, they could do it too.
Yeah. Zeke's been training with Eric I keep wanting to say Eric Decker. Yeah, Eric Dickerson.
Yeah. And I hate to say that. I hate to say that Dallas... I mean, unless Russell Wilson just comes and balls out against that defense and somehow Sean Lee gets the norovirus or something and can't play. I just don't think Seattle can beat Dallas. And that hurts. That hurts so bad to say.
At the very best, it'll be a major shootout for Seattle.
It could be. It could be a very high scoring game.
Wow. So we are sitting Seattle defense. Sit
yep.
Seattle defense, people. Don't get cute.
Cute.
That's the name of the game.
I mean, this is championship week. For some leagues, it's semifinals, and then, you know, week 17 is championship week. I know for one of my leagues, it's a 2-week championship. It's this week and next week. So, totally agree. Don't get cute. You got here with what's in your lineup right now, unless it's a major injury and you have to play somebody, you have to make a move, ride with what you got.
Right.
The big dogs on the porch are what got you here. You need to sit on the porch.
That's right. Sit on the porch.
Hey, man. Just think, you got here. Why get cute now?
That's it.
You've been grungy, oily. Your mullet's been halfway cut the whole season. Haven't shaved. Hey, ain't no need to go put on your Sunday best now, baby. Keep rocking that flannel.
Plenty of games. There are plenty of games that have meaning to where starters are not going to get pulled and you're still going to have guys going hard and you're still going to have guys giving their effort because the game still has a division championship on the line, a playoff spot on the line, home field advantage on the line. You know, and I'm just talking in the NFC. We didn't even mention the AFC. I mean, New England is still playing for home field advantage. They could, you know, they've got a game against Buffalo, and then I think they've got, I don't know who they say, probably have the Jets in the last week, don't they?
It's either the Jets or the Dolphins.
It's a division opponent, but, I mean, hopefully it's the Dolphins, because at least there's a possibility still of the Dolphins being able to play for a playoff spot next week. There's that. So the Patriots could still, you know, have something to play for too, because they could still need to be playing for home field and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is still trying to play for home field advantage. We talked about the Jaguars. They need a win and a Titans loss, or they need a win next week against the Titans to win the division. Kansas City, they've got a lot to play for still, because they can still lose a division and drop out of the playoffs completely. Los Angeles, the Chargers, they can still make the playoffs. The Raiders can still, I don't think the Raiders were eliminated last week, so they're still alive in the playoffs. The only team, Dallas, is still alive in the playoffs, so they're still got stuff to play for. Minnesota is still alive. If looking for home field advantage. Minnesota gets home field advantage, we could see the first ever host team playing the Super Bowl. it is very possible if they get home field advantage that they can represent the NFC at U.S. Bank Stadium in February.
That would actually be so sweet to see. Even though I'm not a Minnesota fan, it'll just be like, wow. You know,
and then
I wonder how I feel.
What do you do in the offseason? If you're the Minnesota Vikings and Case Keenum takes you to the NFC, say they just get to the NFC Championship game with Case Keenum.
And here's the problem with Case Keenum. He's already, what, 29, 30 years old?
Yeah.
No, he's not that old. He's only in the league. This is only his fifth year, I think.
You sure? I thought he was like 29 years old. I got to check that, but. Yeah,
but
what
still,
do you do? Because you got Bridgewater.
What do you do? Because all three of them are free agents. Keenum, Bridgewater, and Bradford are all free agents at the end of the year.
That's a tough one.
Well, you know Bradford's done. Bradford, that's not even a question.
So you still have a conundrum there, though, still with with that going on. I think everybody else is Detroit still alive? I don't think they are.
I don't think so either.
I'm not sure.
And then you got three teams in the South.
Yeah. Atlanta.
You've got
Panthers.
Yeah. Atlanta, Carolina, and New Orleans, all alive. And you've got two teams in the West, all alive. I mean, so Case Keenum has 3,200 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions.
Hmm.
20 touchdowns.
It's amazing what solid coaching, a decent line, and good receivers will do for you. Case Keenum and Jared Goff are both no longer under the Jeff Fisher umbrella, which has held them back. I told
he's
you.
29. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. He's 29.
So if you hold on to him, you got to hold on to him in a backup role, because you can't build around him.
Why not?
I mean, he's not necessarily Brady.
he's only in his fifth year.
Yeah, Sean, he's only in his fifth year, but at the end of the day, Father Time don't care how many years you've been playing. Your body, your body starts breaking down. It just starts breaking down. Aaron Rodgers, as great as he is, he's only got a few more years physically. Because he takes a lot of punishment.
But he takes a lot of punishment. Keenum hasn't taken a lot of punishment this year, which is, which has been surprising given that and it's been a savior for the Vikings. I mean, nobody thought their offensive line was going to play as well as their offensive line has played. The Vikings are one of those teams. They've won the NFC North. They still have a chance at home field. And they've done it with, they've done it with Case Keenum and Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon. They have weapons. They have Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen is a Division II wide receiver from Minnesota State Mankato.
It's funny. A guy I work with, he's football head like me, and before the season started, I was telling him, I'm like, look, bro, you got a chance. You better grab Adam Thielen. Like, who? Grabbing Adam Thielen? I'm like, look, you better grab Adam Thielen if you get a chance.
He was like, all right, man, whatever. He comes to me yesterday. He was like, bro, I should have listened to you. Like, I told you this.
I told you this before the season started. Yo, Adam Thielen is the real deal. I got to see him play in college. He played against the team that I covered this year, CSU Pueblo. They're a Division II school here in Colorado, and I covered them for WBLZ this season, and I got to see him play. That was before I was even, you know, doing what we're doing. But yeah, I mean, you know, you got teams like that. I mean, they just understand that in fantasy, your lineup, there's still enough football to be played over the next 2 weeks that your fantasy lineup still has importance. There's still people that will get you points, and there's not a reason to be like, well, this guy, you know, I'm not going to play any Eagles because the chances of them being pulled in the second half. Yeah, I put that on there for you guys to think about, but I still think that Nick Foles, if you start Nick Foles this week, he can get you a legit starter's amount of points in three quarters. And that game still could be close enough because, like I said, the Raiders are playing for something. The Raiders still have a chance at a division. The Raiders still have a chance, although slim, at a wild card. So the Raiders are going to be playing hard, so they're going to keep that game close. And they could keep that game close enough to where Nick Foles plays four quarters.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's the status on Zach Ertz? Is he, like, fully practicing yet, or?
I did not hear any, you know, I don't know what the heck's going on with my Bleacher Report and my ESPN alerts for practice statuses, but I haven't been getting them lately. And I haven't heard anything about Zach Ertz and practice status today.
I bring that up because even if Zach Ertz doesn't play, it's okay to play Trey Burton. Trey Burton is doing very well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, no, you got an opportunity there with Trey Burton. You've got Nelson Aguilar. You know, I think he had a touchdown last week from Foles.
Right.
You know, Torrey Smith is – that was a wasted pickup by them.
Decoy.
Jeffrey, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. He is truly a fake duck. I mean, he's just – they look at him as like little giants. You just run deep.
Debo and I were having a conversation about DeSean Jackson earlier, and I was like, dude, we overpaid for DeSean Jackson. We could have got Torrey Smith because all you want to do is stretch the field. You just want to pull that safety out of that box. You didn't have to pay $11 million to do that. I'll give him back to you. Fine. Take him. Give us Josh Doctson.
Yeah, we'll make that swap.
Josh Doctson's starting to come around. People just got to be a little bit more patient with Josh. He's starting to come around. I don't think Gruden was patient enough with him. You guys can have the fans aren't patient enough. You can have Terrell Pryor. The fans aren't.
No.
It's not Gruden, because Gruden is like, you guys just got, you know, Josh, we're starting to see things that Josh can do in practice. We're starting to see the things that he can do on the ball field. It's the fans that he drops one pass in a game and everybody, you know, everybody wants we still need, you know, we gave up 2,000 yard receivers for this crap. He's a bust. In only his second year, he's a bust because he's been hurt his whole first year. So he's truly just still a rookie. And the Washington Redskins fan base is so fickle when it comes to winning and losing. They're like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Huh.
And it's, I listen to some of the, I read some of the blog, not the blogs, but in my Redskin groups, as soon as the game starts, Cousins could go 0-for-2 on the first drive and a handoff, and we're 3 and out on the first drive of the game, and everybody's like, oh, here we go again. Same old piss poor play calling. Cousins can't do shit. time to get rid of Cousins. We need a damn running back because we can't run the football with Robert or Samaje Perine. You know what? 3 and out on the first drive happens probably 85% of the time in the NFL.
80% of the time, exactly.
You know what?
I'll complain. Come be my fans and let they run back.
I mean, sit and watch the entire game, and then when the game is over, you know, we lose, so it's automatically Cousins' fault because Cousins doesn't throw for 350 yards. You know, he had last week against Arizona, he has 196 yards and two touchdowns, and everybody wants to think that it's time to get rid of Cousins. We don't need to sign him to a long-term deal. What we need to do is fix the offensive line, and we need to get some receivers, and we can win with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. We can let Cousins go and sign Tyrod Taylor. We can let Cousins go and we can sign Andy Dalton. We can let Cousins go and go draft Baker Mayfield. We can... God,
that dude is going to be such a bust in the league.
I am getting a freaking aneurysm right now just talking about this. We haven't had a quarterback this good Since Joey T.
Wow.
I mean, you got Rippon. Okay, Rippon won a Super Bowl. Doug Williams won a Super Bowl, but they were not franchise quarterbacks. They weren't around much more after their Super Bowl years to be considered franchise quarterbacks. You know, the last true franchise quarterback that played in Washington was Joe Theismann.
That's a long, long, long time.
You've had multiple quarterbacks between then, yeah, that have won Super Bowls. I just named them. The only other two to win a Super Bowl in Washington, Doug Williams and Mark Rippon. But you know, Theismann took them to two Super Bowls. They won the one against Miami, and then the shellacking from the Raiders.
Yeah.
Marcus Allen was running all over us. It was like he was playing Madden.
Who think y'all dropped the ball
with
Jason Campbell?
That was a Joe Gibbs move. He thought Campbell was going to be the next Doug Williams.
He could have been. Joe Gibbs was kind of out of touch with the game at the time, so I don't think he knew how to coach Campbell.
Yeah, I don't know if Campbell could have been that caliber of a quarterback. Where they really went wrong was with Patrick Ramsey. That's where they really went wrong.
Oh,
that was a spur.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was a Spurrier pick anyways. Or Vinny Serrato, one or the other. And then they, dude, we could, I'm sure we're way over time, and we could probably talk for the next 45 minutes to an hour on the mistakes that this team has made in the last 17 years under Daniel Snyder.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Zorn, that was 2 years of hell on my life. You know, I can remember that the first year of Jim Zorn, we are 6-0. My son was born on a Sunday afternoon. The Washington Redskins are 6-0. My son was born. We come home Monday night. I got a brand new baby boy in my hands. I'm feeling like a proud father. My football team is 6-0. My boy is laying in my arms, and I'm watching the Pittsburgh Steelers run running shot over my damn Washington Redskins. And we win two of our last 8 games and finish 8-8.
Don't throw the baby.
That fool said, don't throw the baby.
But yeah, I mean, I went through, I've gone through, yeah, y'all know. I mean, you've been through it too.
Ben, we still going through it.
Yeah.
There's no past for us, bro.
Everybody wants Jay Gruden fired now. You all want Jay Gruden?
Mm-mm.
He might be available.
No.
I mean,
you know, I'll take Jay Gruden to coach Jameis.
I would take Jay Gruden to coach Jameis Winston. I would take Jay Gruden to coach Jimmy Garoppolo. I would take Jay Gruden to coach just about any quarterback in this league. Jay Gruden is not the issue in Washington, D.C. The issue is in your front office. The issue is loyalty to one Bruce Allen. I don't care if Daddy was what he was. Bruce Allen is not Daddy.
Yep.
He is a horrible talent evaluator. It's just, I'm sorry, Debo. I know. Carlton opened the can. Carlton opened the can. Damn it.
We gotta go, man. We gotta go. We done ran over. Carlton to open the can of worms. This man just sat here and said he could go on for
Governor
another
Park. We love you.
Another 3 hours. He said
Governor
he could go
Park,
for.
I said a prayer for you because Sunday is not gonna be pretty.
Hey, you better hope the Redskins win.
And I'll eat my crow on air next week if they beat us.
Yeah. Ooh, all right. Well, with that being said, that's going to do it for us here for this week. The Rat Pack Sports Show with myself, left field correspondent Carlton Cook, and Boss Hog Sean Naylor. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate everybody listening. Appreciate the love we done got all year long from Governor's Park. And also the love we've got over at, you know, WBLZ Sports. You know, we do this for that reason, for the people. It's not about us. Sometimes it might sound like it, but it's not about us. And you know, we'll be on the air Sunday night, and then we probably won't see you guys until next year because it'll be December 30th because I think that's another Sunday night. But the Wednesday night show for next week won't be having a show because I'll be in your neck of the woods, Carlton. I'll be down there by you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my daughter got a basketball tournament all week down there in Palm Beach. So we'll be down there all week, and so we won't have a Wednesday night show, but we'll be back Sunday night. That'll be the last game of the NFL season after that week. Actually, probably. Actually, I think that's the week they play all the games on Saturday, ain't it?
No.
No,
we just went through that.
They've got all the games are on New Year's. So, all the games are on New Year's Day this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well.
Yeah, the NFL is playing on New Year's.
All right. Well, that's
gonna be a football.
You ain't lying, because you got bowl games, you got NFL. Yeah, should have a lot going on. Should have a lot going on. But until then, y'all can catch us on Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show. You can catch me on Twitter at Token Wild. You can catch us at Rat Pack Sports. And I'll let Left Field Correspondent and Sean Naylor give out their social media information.
Big Hero C, Twitter. Short and sweet. Your turn, Sean.
Rat Pack FF Guru on Twitter. And then email ratpackfantasyguru@gmail.com.
All right. Well, that was 30 minutes of bonus time. I hope everybody enjoyed. And next week, we will not be on Wednesdays, but we will have a replay going. And maybe, we'll do a best of replay for next week. So I'll start putting that together. Probably tomorrow.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go through every month. And then I'm gonna pick segments from each show for that month, all the way through the whole year. So it's gonna be a lot of cuts. But it should be good.
Oh, you're going to have to send me that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all get to hear all our foolishness that we done went through the whole year.
The whole year. Well,
that's going to be beautiful.
With that being said,
that's gonna be funny.
We'll see you guys Sunday night on WBLZ Sports, and then after that, we all won't hear from us again until next year. But you got one more live show from us Sunday night, and we gonna crank that one up. WBLZ, I hope y'all ready, cause it's gonna be fire Sunday night.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep. We out of here, man. Appreciate everybody listening. And y'all have a good night. And we out.
We praying for you, Governor's Park.
Rat Pack Sports.